Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 239. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we're middle-aged and creeped out. How is it going?
Have a good night.
Feels like deja vu.
It does. Feels like I've said this before.
Deja vu.
I got really weird looks. I had a weird reaction from you two. I might have tried to jump ahead.
Yeah, just a little. Yeah, you did jump again.
I'll tell on myself, creepies. I started off reading off the mini, and we hadn't done the full.
I thought you were gaslighting us. I really did.
Yeah. After the guest chat, I was moving on to the mini.
Trucking along. Where's Todd
going?
I'm
like, what's the deal?
He's down the road.
You guys are like, 239. It's 253. I'm like, no, it is 239.
It's 239. It's right here. You'd be correct about the
minutes. Okay. I had a middle-aged moment. He's a beat.
At least it wasn't a middle-aged breakdown, right?
Yeah. I had those during the day. Sometimes.
It's allowed.
We have had a good night. So yeah, it's mini time now. Let's get right to it, shall we? Sean, what are we talking about?
This is my pick, and it is the Bone Church of Rome. And if interested, please go check out our show notes for the source links we used for this topic.
Nice. The Bone Church.
The Capuchin Crypt.
Yeah. So the Capuchin. I got this off of the Grim Life Collective people, and they're the husband and wife, and I know I tend to talk about them a lot anymore, but they are really good. It's a good show if you like, watching YouTube people go around and do investigation. They're not really investigators. They're more about the history, but they talk about like the history of places and sometimes the spooky elements.
Yeah.
And I understand that. I'm not going to try to even correct this because I say it's Capuchin too. And apparently over there in Rome and Italy, it's a Capuchin or something. We're saying it wrong, but Capuchin is what, you know,
We're just not saying it in Italian.
But I'm not going to. Yeah. But in other words, so we know fully well that we're not saying it. We're saying it like American. But it's. We're putting the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable, but I don't even care.
Okay.
So, the Capuchin Crypt is a famous bone church in Rome decorated with 3,700 skeletons. It is situated in the less suitable area for an ossuary, the fancy Via Veneto Street. You can't do it without the Italian accent. I'm sorry. Right before the Church of Santa Maria della Concezione della Capuchini.
Wow,
that's too much Italian, man!
Holy cow!
I just feel like I just ate like Italian, like a big plate of pasta.
Rigatoni.
This should have went on our haunted Italian episode, right? Woo! And it might have been, but it grabbed my attention when they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to go to the Bone Church. I'm like, man.
The Bone Church.
That sounds amazing.
I have right here, it says, it is a very special but also sinister place.
Ooh.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
The crypts are famous for the chapels full of bones and skulls. Sinister, they say. Okay. It does look quite chilling, I would say. Definitely a lot of bones and skulls. Yeah. Oh, just lost my website there. There we go.
It says, so it's more than a bone church. The Capuchin Crypt is an ossuary made of corridors about 30 meters, which is 100 feet long, connected with five chapels. Four of these are decorated with bones and skeletons, while one, the fourth, is not because that's where they celebrated the mass, if I can speak again. Right after stepping inside the crypt, it says you start taking pictures and there's a voice saying no photos. So you're not really supposed to take a lot of photos of this place. But in this Grim Life, they said, now we're going to not say anything. I'm going to be videoing and we'll do voiceovers later, and we'll talk about kind of what you're seeing. But that's how they got out of there. So that's their thing is they don't want you to really, they want you to be very respectful when you're there and not take pictures.
I get that. Blah, blah. I get it, but
The earliest known description of the Capuchin Crypt comes from the Marquis de Sade, or Sade.
Marquis de Sade, yeah.
Sade.
That's Sade. Right.
Sade. yeah.
Who wrote after a visit in 1775 that it was worthy of an English mind, and he had never seen anything more impressive. In the 19th century, the crypt was open to the public only during the week following All Souls' Day, 2 days after Halloween.
Oh.
Today, the Capuchin Crypt is open year-round except Thursdays to promote the sobering Capuchin message that time is running out for each of us to help the poor.
Hmm.
Near the last room is a sign in five languages reading, "What you are now, we once were. What we are now, you shall be." If that thought doesn't scare you, nothing will.
Yeah.
I paused because I was trying to make sure I read it correctly.
Yeah, right?
Mine's a little different. Mine says, the sign says, "Exactly what you are now, we once were. What we are now will become you."
Yeah, sort of.
I mean, but it's still a little
it's
bit
probably
different.
Whatever translation of
yeah.
whatever.
Mine says
language.
Something different.
And you want to know what it says in Italian?
Oh, no.
It's, I'm gonna
forget about it.
Hey, you're right.
Quello che voi siete noi eravamo, quello che noi siamo voi sarete. Not bad.
There so you go.
Mine, nailed it, baby.
Mine says something different,
I
too.
I think you ordered some pasta.
Mine says... Mine I says did. Pizza at the front is on discount for $5.99. No. This says, right after entering the Capuchin Crypt, there is a child skeleton welcoming Ooh. You while holding a scale and a death sickle in the vault of the first chapel. Now, that's Ooh, creepy.
That is.
Right?
Yeah, that's definitely creepy.
I mean, they have some of these rooms are like the femur room, so it's like just a lot of designs, you know, floor to ceiling of femurs, you know, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's just... It's something I've never seen anything quite like this.
That was me.
You know?
Small gurgle.
Gurgle.
You know, we did the tunnels under France, you know, and all that. That was pretty. The catacombs.
Yeah.
You know, that makes me think of this, but this is still a completely different thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's an ossuary too, but still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one in France is crazy.
This says, each room is unique with different bones used and arranged in creative ways, forming arches, garlands, and chandeliers. There is a big use of skulls stacked one over the other, forming scenographies with niches in which are inserted full skeletons wearing the Capuchin habit. This big display of skulls, pelvises, scapula, and vertebrae, it's not scary. It just looks like a big pile of stones. No, actually, it looks pretty scary. But the creepiest part is the Capuchin logo in the central tabernacle of the second chapel, made of two crossed mummified arms. In some of the rooms, there is no floor, just soil, where friars that were recently dead were inhumed until they fully decomposed in 30 years and later used for decorating the Capuchin crypt. Yikes. Talk about recycling. Reduce, mm-hmm. reduce, reuse, recycle, right? Man.
Hmm. I'm just looking at different pictures.
Yeah, there's a lot of pictures. So if you've not seen this place, you should definitely look it up.
Mm-hmm.
It contains the skeletal remains of 3,700 monks believed to be Capuchin friars buried by their order.
Hmm. Wow. This says, you didn't say the creepiest part, did you, Sean?
What's that?
You didn't read that part, did you?
I don't think so.
It says, the creepiest part is the Capuchin logo.
Oh, yeah, I did read that part, yeah.
Did you just read that?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I was like, yeah. It's like, is there a creepier part? Yeah.
With the mummified arms, you know. That's, so, man, these places, it's just bizarre.
They have memorabilia that was used by famous monks and saints with panels explaining their history. Among the objects exposed, it says some self-torture tools used by the friars to martyrize their flesh, and a confession counter, maybe an ancient tool to keep track of the working hours. Yikes. Yeah, I don't think that's why. So, yeah, it's just a little counter. Like, what are you doing? You know,
yeah.
I'm on the clock for God.
Yeah, these places would be kind of cool to visit.
Yeah, it looks like
definitely different.
They have cloaked. I mean, they look like statues, but they're actually the skeletons with their friar cloak over top of them.
Mm. Which is super creepy, right?
Yeah.
This says here, the crypt contains the skeletal remains of over 3,700 Capuchin friars, arranged in intricate designs that take the form of chandeliers, yeah, arches, and other, yeah. Mm-hmm. 3,700. Wow.
Hmm.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's more than one.
And it says the crypt was created sometime in the 17th or early 18th century, not long after the Capuchin friars relocated from their original friary across town to the present location. Interesting.
Hmm.
And they brought the remains of their fellow Capuchins who had been buried in the grounds of the old monastery. Wow.
Yeah, there's a legend that says... in 1793, some Capuchins took refuge in the crypt after being persecuted in France and secretly remained there. One of the refuged monks, asked to arrange the bones in an artistic way while staying there, and that's how the Capuchin crypt was created. Another legend, slightly different, is talking instead of persecuted artists protected by the Capuchins in the crypt that decided to start making everything look... neat and orderly, I would say, right?
Yeah. Yeah, this would be a place to put on the list.
I think it's
super creepy.
We ever
make it to Italy.
We have to be quiet, right? No pictures, be quiet.
Yeah, they said that they have somebody with like a speaker or, you know, like a speakerphone or whatever, megaphone. No photos.
No photos for you. No soup for you either.
Yeah, they get on you.
Hmm.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty cool place to check out. I mean, I'd be up for it.
So I wonder if there's any, like, do you think there's, I didn't see where they have, people seeing stuff or, you know, orbs and shadow people or hearing stuff.
Oh, yeah, any paranormal.
And I'm sure they don't allow any kind of paranormal investigations down there. However,
oh, yeah,
I wonder if anybody's had any, like, I'm sure you get the chills down there for sure. I mean, like, I don't know how you couldn't, but.
I read one thing that said, like, one of Rome's most haunted locations, but then, like you said, it didn't really go into depth.
Yeah, I couldn't find that either.
Yeah, it doesn't really get into the if there's any paranormal or what it is. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's an interesting place.
Yep. And so, how many hours away, Minnie? You got to take it.
I haven't looked it up. Yeah,
quite a few.
I have not looked it up. We definitely can't drive there. Anything else on the Bone Church of Rome?
No, I don't have anything.
Nothing over here.
I think that'll do it. I think the creepies enjoy that mini.
Oh, absolutely.
Mini.
I've got more Italian accents if you want to listen to that for the next couple hours.
Okay.
No, you sure? Okay. All right. I got Godfather references at the wazoo.
We're good.
Yeah. I
mean, we're I'm fine. What's the matter for you? All right. Sorry.
I think the creepies are...
They get the idea.
Oh, there goes the lights again.
Scary every time.
Up. Yeah. Well, Nate, then it's your turn to help us out.
I think we picked everything off this bone. That's a wrap.
I like it.
We did. Yeah, we picked off the bone.
I feel like a buzzard now.
we're middle-aged buzzards.
That's right.
We're not old buzzards yet. Well, thank you, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini 239 and our discussion on the Bone Church of Rome. So until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.